Why was there no warning? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The landslide story here in Washington State has entered the why was there no warning stage because it's inconceivable that with all the environmental regulation that a landslide that leaves a cliff almost as high as the Space Needle and races through a neighborhood could go undetected. And then to find that the geologists and state regulators knew for years that the small town of Oso faced a landslide hazard and yet people were allowed to live there? It's very tempting to want to blame somebody. But even if a warning had gone out, would people really expect a 550-foot hill to suddenly liquefy and wipe half the town off the map? The warning that a hurricane will hit within 24 hours, that you can act on. But the warning that a landslide might happen, maybe this year, maybe in 10 years, what do you do? The West Coast is under a constant earthquake threat. And even if it wasn't, heck, just getting in your car is one of the most dangerous things you can do. Flying on a commercial airline, far safer, except when it's not.
All three satellites have shown debris in the same general area where investigators believe the plane crashed.
The truth is, we ignore warnings every day, because if we didn't, we would never leave home. And as the Oso disaster has taught us, even that can be fatal. But it's also reminded us how many people there are who, when things fall apart, are ready to help strangers as if they were family. And ultimately, people like that are the only real security any of us has. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.